Welcome back to another episode. I wanted to give you some quick tips and tactics today because both of my clients who just finished out their January launches just had their best launches ever for their programs. For these particular programs, it was their highest revenue generating launch. And as a matter of fact, one of them just had their highest revenue month in their business as a result of this launch. And so I wanted to pull some of the kind of revenue boosting tactics that they used that you can really easily implement into your own launches as you think about launching in potentially March, April, May. Okay, so we are diving straight into this. This is going to be quick and dirty one because I want these to be as actionable as possible for you. If this is the first time that you are meeting me, hey there, I'm Chelsea, the Launch Copy Coach, and I work with my clients to provide full stack, done for you launch support. So that's everything from the strategy, the copywriting, the design, the tech implementation, launch management, and debrief. All right. We do the whole nine yards, and I do all of this so that the only task on my client's launch to-do list is focusing on themselves and their people, loving on themselves, taking care of themselves and their community. Okay. So the tactics that I'm sharing with you today were used by my clients in their highest revenue generating launches and really enabled us to kind of push things over the line, if you will, because a lot of these tactics really help to bring in a bit of extra sales here and there and kind of push things over the ledge for them. So the first one was a really great fast action bonus right on doors open day. And a lot of us know about this tactic, but not enough of us actually use this tactic effectively. You want your bonus to be designed to overcome an objection. You want your bonus to be something that's super desirable. So this is not just an extra thing that you've already created that you're just tossing in, right? This is not just an extra worksheet or an extra mini course or something that you already have in your arsenal that you're just throwing on top of the launch. No, this is a well-designed, highly desirable bonus that gives your audience something that they've always wanted, one, or two, addresses an objection that they've had to purchasing your program up until this point, why they haven't said yes. So for both of my clients, we had a brilliant fast action bonus. And the other thing that I want to say too is that you don't have to wait until you pitch on your launch event to let them know about this bonus. Okay, you can literally offer this bonus as soon as your launch event starts. You can let them know, hey, this is coming. It's available. If you want it, be prepared. Right? As a matter of fact, one of my clients used a fast action bonus and we were doing a webinar for her. And right at the top of the webinar, she just said, hey, y'all, this is available. If you know you want in, get it. And it was really, really fun to watch because the entire time throughout the webinar, people were just purchasing because we let them know that it was available from the get-go. And nearly all of the spots in that fast action bonus disappeared right as like we announced it. And then by the second day, all the bonus spots were gone. So really design your fast action bonus so that it's highly desirable and it overcomes an objection that your audience has to purchasing your program. And especially for those of you who are relaunching your program, like you've launched it once, twice, three or so times, and you've gotten feedback around why people did not purchase, really start to think about, okay, how can I design a bonus that addresses that objection? All right. So that's the first thing. The second thing that you could do is use conversation starters and conversation prompts throughout the entire launch. This is something that we did with one of my clients to really get the conversation going, and it was super beneficial. We had several people purchase just from having those extra conversations, just from talking to them directly, answering their questions. And this is something that you will hear me say, and I have said multiple times, because there is power in just talking to your community. Like I had a coach, Jerisha Hawk, for those of you who know her. Sales is a contact sport. She always says that. The sales happen through the conversation. It's talking to your people that creates that confidence and that conviction in them to purchase. And so if you can create opportunities for more conversation throughout the entire launch, and this is not just, I mean, yes, asking people to reply to an email with questions, beautiful. But there is also just announcing it. Hey, I'm enrolling a new cohort in my program. This is the problem that we are going to solve for people. This is how long it's going to be. Are you interested in joining? Super simple script, right? Another example, you could do this with a bonus that you have. Like I did this with one of my clients in her recent launch for a bonus, like one of the four bonuses that we announced. We just let people know, hey, would you like to? And we inserted the thing that the bonus was going to give them. And then we said, I'll show you how it works. Step by step, it's really simple. We get started in a couple days. Do you want to learn more? And we had tons of people respond to that message and start the conversation so that we could figure out, is this a good fit for them? Is this going to help them in their business, in their life, overcome the problem they're having? And a lot of people, again, just from those conversations, we were able to get people in the door. So really think about all the different angles that you can use to come at this, to start a conversation with your community, because those conversations are where the sales are at. Okay. And if you are thinking, okay, Chelsea, how am I going to talk to all of the people who might respond to me? Because you might get a good amount of responses. This is where you start to now think about your capacity in the launch, right? This is where you start to think about if you have time and energy to do this. And if you don't, but you know that the conversations are where the sales are, then we really need to start to think about, okay, how do I get my capacity back over here so I can have these conversations with my people, whether that's in DMs, by email, for those of you who do sales calls, either way, right? So that's the second tactic, is starting conversations with your people and thinking about different angles of positioning that you can use to start those conversations. The third tactic that I want to talk about today is one that, again, we know about, but maybe I think there are some of us who shy away from this because we are not necessarily wanting to run into a particular kind of problem. So let me explain what this is. The third tactic is extended payment plans. And I say that, and I know for some of you that triggers a kind of, but Chelsea, what if they don't pay? Right? So this is where, one, having a great failed recovery process in place, like a failed payment recovery process in place, having that in place is really, really important, right? That's the first thing. And then the second thing too is communicating before they purchase, hey, this is not a payment plan. this is not a membership, right? You can't cancel on any time. This is a payment plan. So you are locking yourself in for all X number of payments. So for both of my clients that we did an extended payment plan in the last couple days, you can also do an extended payment plan as a downsell. That's something that I've also done. And usually, again, it's just that extra thing that provides a little bit of a boost to your sales and a boost of your revenue and can push you over the line, over the marker for your sales goals. Okay. And it's fun. Like these tactics are really fun to create, design, and use. It's really always fascinating to me to see how many people might take up the extended payment plan versus pay in full, or how many people might grab the fast action bonus versus not, right? Because for example, for one of my clients, we had like 22% of people who enrolled take up the pay in full, take up the extended payment plan. And then for another client, we only had 7% of people take up the extended payment plan. So it's just fascinating to see the data and the comparisons in your own audience, to see what they say yes to, what they respond to, and where the engagement in the launch is coming from. Because that information as well is really crucial for you around like enhancing the quality of your program, enhancing the quality of your delivery, and also your messaging. Because if you get a ton of responses for a particular, let's say you use the second tactic I talked about, the prompt post, right? The conversation starter. And you get a ton of responses from that. that's a sign to you. That's a signal to you to say, hey, people are interested in solving this kind of problem. People are interested in having this kind of experience, or they desire this, which then means that that's an opportunity for you to speak to it, to call it out in your content, your copy, your messaging, and to even design a long-term bonus that you maybe apply to your program all the time that people can have. Okay, so these three tactics that I'm talking about today are brilliant for your launches, are brilliant to kind of push you over the edge, over the line when it comes to your sales and boosting your revenue. But they're also really great just in terms of refining your messaging, in terms of creating connection with your audience, and in terms of really creating an opportunity to serve on a greater level, to have a higher impact. That's what we're in this for. That's what we want to be doing for our communities. And like I said at the beginning, like, the whole reason why we do this is to support our communities. I do what I do so that you can show up and serve and be there for your people 100%. So any extra boost that we can offer to them that will help them to know, hey, I am the person for you. I am the one that you need, right? And to build that conviction and build that trust in them, it's always a plus. It always benefits not just them, but benefits us as well. So I hope this was helpful for you. If you have any questions about any of the tactics that I discussed today, feel free to shoot me a DM. I'm always here to talk things through, always here to answer questions. If you want to apply any of these tactics to an upcoming launch and want to talk through what that could look like as well, definitely here for you too. All right, so shoot me a DM if you've got any questions at all, and I will see you in the next one.